Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
You're welcome back to the programme. Catholic officers in the PSNI have been asking an incredible question altogether. They've been asking if they should bring their personal firearms, guns, to mass because of their concerns for safety, their own personal safety since the data breach debacle. Well, the representative body for Catholic officers today attended the House of Commons Northern Ireland Affairs Committee and told MPs that PSNI officers and civilian staff feel frightened and betrayed by their employer. Superintendent Jerry Murray is the chair of the Catholic Police Guild. He told the committee that the PSNI was still dealing with the situation where policing was not in the DNA of Catholic officers. Superintendent Jerry Murray, joins me now from London. Jerry, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Connor.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us. You have been addressing earlier today the House of Commons Northern Ireland Affairs Committee, and I want to ask you about some of the shocking, I must say, testimony you gave to that committee. Can I first ask you about other extremely important news in your force, the resignation of the Chief Constable, Simon Byrne, yesterday. What's your reaction to that?
Well, as I said from the outset, we are looking for solutions within the police services of Northern Ireland as opposed to scapegoats. And probably one of the positive things with regards to Simon Byrne was on his watch, he allowed the development and the inaugural minority association, the Catholic Police Guild, to be founded and also to start to grow. So from a positive end, I do commend Simon Byrne for his commitment to Catholics within the police service of Northern Ireland, whether staff or police officer. And with regards to the firearm, I was approached
Can I just ask you, first of all, do you think he was scapegoated to a certain extent?
I'm not going to get into the politics of it. The Chief Constable, Simon Byrne, decided to go when his tenure had come to a close in his decision. I can only say, in our dealings, the Catholic Guild, with Simon Byrne, our last meeting there on the 18th, we had him for 80 minutes and he gave us an undertaking with regards to what he would do with regards to Catholics. So there was a positiveness
Okay. So you would have been happy to see him finish his tenure. Can I ask you about the testimony then today, Jerry? Are young police officers who are Catholics in the North asking management, do we need to bring our guns to mass here?
One did. One officer, a young officer with less than 5 years service, contacted me. I met him. He asked, should I take my PPW, my personal protection weapon, to mass? And I said, yes. You know, because if it gives him that air of security where he goes to mass, well then, that's fine. And it's a personal choice. But yeah, I think he wanted reassurance or somebody who had more experience within this organisation. And that's why the Catholic Guild has been formed.
You obviously answered yes, Superintendent, because you believe there is sufficient risk to warrant such.
Absolutely. I mean, there have been incidents in the dark ages of policing where police officers and judges and resident magistrates' daughters coming out of mass from their Sunday worship have been murdered and have been seriously injured. So it's nothing new. And on the back of that, when the officer asked me, should he? I said yes.
But we're not dealing with the dark ages of policing now. We're dealing with what was supposed to be a new era of policing and a new era of politics in peacetime Northern Ireland. And you still say, yes, police officers who are Catholic, given the recent data breach, maybe they should bring guns to mass and wherever they do their thing.
Young Catholics are scared, are frightened, because I suppose their first experience with regards to the attempted murder of Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell, and this then on the back of this, the data leak, which has led to everyone's details out on the open net. These people, young officers, young staff, are experiencing something that they never envisaged. And we have a serious threat from within the Northern Ireland, dissident Republicans. And until everybody, politician, people of influence stand up to the plate, and specifically with regards to the Catholic Nationalist Republican areas, and comes forward and shows, not only for the officer staff coming forward, but also for the families who are behind in Nationalist Republican areas. We need all. This is a service that we should be proud of, and people should see themselves through the police officers in the organisation of the Police Service of Northern Ireland. That reflection will give us harmony, and we are at the defining moment in policing.
The problem, Superintendent, is that obviously people feel, who are serving right now, feel very vulnerable. Do you think we'll see a significant amount of resignations from the PSNI? Is that a risk?
Well, yes, retention. I think we will be able to sustain retention, but one police officer who has passed the Catholic Guild has resigned. The difficulty for the future is recruitment. We're not recruiting at the moment. There is no money in the budget for recruitment, but recruitment will be severely damaged. I think what we need is a Baroness Casey review of root and branch of the Police Service of Northern Ireland. This is a defining moment within policing, and we should grasp it with regards to the future.
And who should take the lead on that then?
Well, I would suspect that as there's no legislative assembly at the moment, that there should be some, first of all, consultation with the government in Westminster, and also there should be liaison and consultation with the Irish government.
With the Irish, so the two governments should push on this one. Okay, look, that's the call from the Catholic Police Officers Guild in the PSNI. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Superintendent Gerry Murray, Chair of the Catholic Police Guild, thank you very much indeed.